Hey, Mr. Price, how are you?
Good. I just read over that contract. Yeah, it says there's multiple inspections and you can reopen the contract anytime you want. It's just I'm
No,
not going to do it.
so
I it's just
let me just answer some questions. Let me clarify some things. We are doing a walkthrough. We're buying it as is. We're not here to renegotiate anything. We are licensed real estate agents. So, that's why we agreed to the 10 days, I think, what we
Well,
had
five
on there.
days. It was 5 days, but
Okay.
y'all wanted multiple
Oh,
inspections, is what.
5 days. No, it's just we want to get our guys in to give us quotes on everything, but regardless, we just, we're closing on it. So,
Right,
we're
but still
buying
the
it as
tenant's gonna
is.
yeah, but the tenant's gonna be in there for still. You got another,
That
for about a
that's
month.
fine. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
fine. I mean, as long as we can just, get in there and, at least, once or twice, we should be fine. We're not renegotiating anything. And
Right.
if you, I mean, and also, if it makes you more comfortable, we can put, seller has the seller can cancel this agreement anytime for any reason, because we're not looking to,
Yeah,
change
go ahead.
the
I tell you what, do it. Put that in the contract and
You'll
print
get
that
it signed.
contract out, and I'll meet you and sign it, 'cause you're in Chester, right?
No, I'm in Ashland.
I'm in Ashland too,
Hang
so
on.
that maybe this afternoon. You go ahead and print it out, and I'll just meet you somewhere down in Ashland. I got two houses down in Ashland, one on Melton Road and one on Peaks Road. So I just closed on it
So,
last.
where are you right now as opposed to in the air part?
I'm in Chesterfield right now with my son, getting ready to go
Okay.
to the hospital with him to pick his mom up when they call.
The thing is I'm not going to be here because I have two properties that we've got under contract that we're doing walkthroughs from. So, it doesn't seem like you have any problems, and if I add that into the paperwork, then you can walk away from it and we can be friends. I'm not trying to do
Right. Well,
anything besides buy the property.
I do like a little bit how you talk. I do not like that.
You don't like it, you said?
I do. I said I do. You're fine.
Okay.
You make sense.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
yeah, you're yeah. The I had another company that also done this, and they never deposits the earnest money with their closing company, which never made the contract legal,
Right,
and they
legal,
could.
yeah.
Yeah, and they did that and misled me,
Well,
and
we
I
own a real
really
estate license, so
well
we
they
have
do
more on the
they
line.
did too, they did too,
Okay.
and I'm probably going to report him to the real estate board,
Well,
which I don't think it's going to do any good, but they shouldn't be doing that,
right.
because
So
I don't have
how
time.
about go
Go
ahead.
ahead. Yeah, but anyway, just change that contract to that, and I'm going to just sign it right in front of you. See who I'm talking to anyway.
Yeah, all right. So
We'll get that done.
what time
We'll
could you
do it
be here?
tomorrow, sometime tomorrow, or late this
Well,
afternoon.
yeah, I'd like to
Sometime.
do it today because I have closings or I have
Right.
walkthroughs.
Right. I can't get until I get back over in Ashland. Today would be a good day, but when I get back over in the Ashland area, I can do it.
Okay. What
I don't
time
know, because
do you think?
I don't know what time the hospital's going to call for us to pick his mom up yet. I
Okay.
don't know,
I
but
mean, would it make sense since I got one of my inspectors going, not inspectors, but partners going over to Chesterfield anyway? Would it make sense,
I will at any given time. I will no longer be in Chesterfield. I'll be in Henrico County picking her up.
Okay.
I've
So
got to. This has got to
I'm
be.
gonna send you the address now. Which
Yeah, send me the address and I will get in touch and we'll get this done today, you know, and I just got to let the know the tenant that that they're in place. They just have to take and have to deal with one or two walkthroughs and that's it.
Yeah. Also, if we do it in person, your wife is going to have to be with you.
I don't have a wife.
Or Michelle.
I don't have any.
Hang on. Maybe I'm thinking of something different. Hang on.
Right.
Hang on.
Nobody is on that deed but me. And it's Virginia Development Group. And I've got that paperwork also in my safe.
Okay. Yeah. No, I see. Delbert Price. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, hang on. I'm going to text you the address while I have you on my phone. And then what's your phone number? I'm sorry.
Text it to 804-690-8299. That phone comes out a little bit better, and I think I have that with me. And you can, and I'll say text it to both of them, because sometimes
okay.
This one's hard to get the
so
information from.
Do you want us to change the verbiage then, or are you comfortable?
Change it to that I can cancel it anytime.
Can we do seller may cancel at any, because here's the thing, I'm going to have money into this deal, so seller may cancel at any time.
Anytime, and deposit goes back to y'all.
And
yeah.
Because we're going to start the title search, so if we start the title search and we spend money
as soon as you start the title search, give me another piece of paper to sign. As soon as you start the title search, then it's pretty much a done deal.
Yeah. How about this then? Seller may cancel at any time. If seller cancels after we have already requested the title search, then seller
will be responsible for the search.
Be responsible for the payment. Okay.
Correct.
I sent you the address, so just give me a heads up on what time.
All right. Yeah. And one question for you. One more question.
Go ahead.
In your company now, do I have anywhere where I want to do that at 1031 exchange? I'll never touch
that. Yeah. Since we're paying for closing costs, you know, we're going to use Denkos and Gordon. He can escrow the money and do it.
Oh, he can?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, go ahead and get this stuff started. We'll get something done today, okay?
All right. Well, I sent you the address. I'm not going to do any change in any verbiage yet until you're like, hey, I'm on the way, because honestly,
okay, that's fine.
I understand.
Okay. All right, bud. We'll get straight. Okay.
All right. So I plan on seeing you. Do you think like before 5 or after 5?
I would think. Your mom should be back here by 5. Yeah, I would think somewhere right around 5. I'm thinking. I'm gonna get back to Ashland.
Okay. I might even just send you my personal address, because I'll be out, you know, my office is right, you know, it's 10 minutes away from my house, and
I'm on Peaks Road. Do you know what Peaks Road is? Peaks.
I know, I grew up on Sliding Hill Road.
Okay. Yeah, you know where the railroad tracks is?
I'm the big white house on
5 acres.
Do you know the McDougals?
Yeah. I've heard the name. I'm up the street from the church. I'm right on the railroad tracks with that
Hazel
house on the 5 acres.
Hazel Grove.
I know some Hazel Grove, so Kathy and all them.
Or how about, do you know Stanley Frost?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you talk to him if you have any concerns, but we put it this way. He's an older gentleman, but
he owns everything around there.
Yeah.
Every time I go to buy something, he scooped it up before I even got a chance.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll plan on meeting you at my house, or at the
Okay.
office, whatever time,
Okay.
just give me a call. All right.
Okay, bud. Thank you.
Thank you for
Bye.
calling me
Bye.
back. Bye.
Bye. Bye.